Center officials say last year, more than 320 patients were referred for treatment due to sexual trauma in the military. That's about 100 more than the previous year. And so far this year, the number appears to be rising again. Isaacson believes more are seeking treatment because the Senate Armed Services Committee began looking into the issue about a month ago and last week held a hearing.
Anytime you bring visibility to an issue, sometimes it gives people the fortitude to come forward and tell their story as well. We've seen that in a lot of other areas.
Meghna Patel is team leader for the center's military sexual trauma team. She can't say for sure whether recent congressional scrutiny has caused more to discuss being sexually assaulted, but she says it's likely, because anytime there's media attention, it appears more women want to discuss their trauma.
It's interesting, on the weeks where there are increased media coverage on this issue, we do see kind of corresponding increased consults in the next couple of weeks thereafter. So I do think the media has a big effect on people coming out and actually discussing this issue.
Patel also believes more women are seeking treatment because during their initial visits to a primary care doctor at the center, they're asked whether they were ever sexually assaulted in the military. And she says most of the trauma took place a number of years ago.
In general, most of our patients are discussing traumas that occurred 20, 30 years ago. For most of them, the trauma occurred either on basic training when they're 18, 19 years old or very early in their Army career in their early 20s.
Isaacson says senators will continue working to make sure if there is violence in the military, there is a seamless and swift way to report it while also protecting privacy. Michelle Wirth, WABE News.